Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
In case you haven't noticed, the coots are on the move. They're congregating on wetlands across the state. And of course, one of these days, we'll look out on those wetlands and there they'll be, gone. It's one of life's great mysteries. One day they seem to be everywhere, but the next morning, poof, nothing. If you're not particularly familiar with coots, they're well known for being weak flyers. They couldn't possibly fly south for the winter. The standard explanation, albeit unproven, is that a caravan of buses picks them up in the dark of night and speeds them away to a warmer climate for the winter. Some of you have no doubt seen some of the volumes of Life Histories of Familiar North American Birds by Arthur Cleveland Bent. Bent lived from 1866 to 1954, and his Life Histories, composed of several volumes, remains the most exhaustive treatment of the biology and ecology of North American birds. It's interesting to note that Bent first observed the coots here in North Dakota. I quote here, "I first became acquainted with this curious bird in the North Dakota sloughs, those wonderful wildfowl nurseries of the western plains, teeming with the varied bird life in which the coot played a prominent part as a conspicuous, noisy, and amusing clown," unquote. He also accurately describes their preparation for the fall migration, and again I quote, "They are loath to leave in the fall, lingering often until they are driven out by the freezing of lakes. They gather into immense flocks before leaving and hold noisy conclaves, as if discussing the propriety of departure. On the morning after such a caucus, the lake is usually deserted, all having gone during the night," unquote. As you may have deduced, coots migrate at night. But they're in no big hurry. Apparently they have no itinerary, nor do they have any particular destination in mind. They go on a rather rambling journey, but it is southward, probably somewhere south of Nebraska. As long as there's food and open water, they may be content to call a particular location good for the winter. And that strategy works just fine for them. Their spring migration is much the same. So be on the lookout for the coots this fall. They're on an extended holiday until sometime next spring. But they'll be back next spring to entertain and mystify us once again. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.